dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. I do television with Gloria Copeland, Believer's Voice of Victory. And she had invited me, maybe you saw us recently, we were on in February, talking about heavenly Jerusalem, earthly Jerusalem. So they invited me back to tape something that's going to be shown in May, first couple of weeks in May. And so I was all ready to do. Gloria asked me, what do you want to do? She lets me do all the talking when I'm on there. Gives her a rest, she said. So I thought, well, you know, we're in prophetic times here. I'll do the book of Ezekiel. And I was going to do the book of Ezekiel because of the prophecies that are coming about right now, even with Iran and all of the things. But I woke up one morning. I was praying for half an hour. The Lord has us on a new prayer assignment out here at Prayer Mountain and in the earth. And I was praying 30 minutes in tongues. And the Lord said to me, I don't want you to talk about it. No, he didn't say that. I don't want you to talk. He said, I do want you to talk about how to pray in the end of days. You go on that program and you talk about how to pray in the end of days. And then you invite people to join the prayer assignment that I've given you. He has given us a new assignment at Prayer Mountain. And we've told about this assignment on the air. You can go on my webpage, billybrim.org, and you can see on there our new prayer assignment. And the prayer assignment that he gave us was, I started hearing, 24/7 prayer, 24/7 prayer. I thought, how can that be? The people are already coming out here twice a week. We can't ask them to come. They'll just be worn out. They'll just be tired. I remembered what Brother Halverson told me about years ago. I think it was back in the 70s when a minister got in his heart that we needed to pray. The church was prayerless. And it's truth. But he attempted to organize something where people would be praying like 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Everybody would go to their churches and pray. Brother Halverson, a great man of prayer, so wise in it, and prayed on a level and a realm that most people never even imagined. He said, this is not going to work. Pretty soon all you're going to have is a bunch of tired people. He said, the prayer is not the prayer watch. There's a prayer watch. All the hours of the day are under a prayer watch. And he said, my prayer watch is in the nighttime. I'm sleeping in the early mornings. He said, God needs a prayer watch all the time. So it did. It kind of, you know, went on. Some people might have kept it up. But I knew that when I was hearing from the Lord that 24/7 prayer, that he did not mean people come out here to Prayer Mountain. It needed to be much wider, much broader in scope. And so he showed me, make a 24-hour clock. Make it round. Divide the 24 hours into 30-minute segments. Like pies, pieces of pie. And he said, have the people commit to pray for a 30-minute segment. And in that 30-minute segment, have them come to me with no agenda. This is not where they're going to pray for their family, pray for their rent to be paid, pray for Aunt Susie to be healed. No. They're just going to sit before me and they're going to offer me their body. I need a body. He needs a body to pray. He needs your tongue to speak the words. And he said, have the people sign up for 30 minutes and appoint a prayer captain. I knew who it should be, Pamela Tucker. So we got the 24-hour clock and have the people contact Pamela and volunteer. Now, on our Wednesday prayer that's streamed live all over the world, There are lots of people, and they're in lots of countries. And he said, wherever they are, they call Pamela, or they go online, billybrim.org, billybrim.org, or they call 1-800-972-3447, or they write Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, and they say, let's say they live in Sydney, Australia. I want to be praying, and I volunteer to pray between 3:30 and 4 every afternoon. So then Pamela will apply that to the clock, and she will do it by Central Standard Time, or Central Daylight Time, Central Time, right where we are in Branson, Missouri, that's Central Time. So she divided the clock, she put it down there. And then he said there will be people who cannot agree to pray a certain, like yourself. It's hard for me because I'm traveling all the time. You know, I spent a long time in Australia this year and in Hawaii. It's a different time zone. So he said, you can be floaters and others can be floaters. And they can sign up and call Pamela and say, I will pray 30 minutes a day, but I can't specify which 30 minutes. So right now, when I'm talking to you and broadcasting you today, and we're making this tape in February, the end of February 2015, we now have 1,025 people signed up to pray. And we have them from nations all over this world. We have them from, I'm so surprised, we have them from even the Emirates, the Arab Emirates. We have people signed up from the Netherlands, from South Africa, from New Zealand, from Australia, from Singapore, all over this world. I don't have the list right here in front of me. I did have it earlier. But we have people that have signed up from, I don't know, I think it's about 15 countries. And then we have numbers right now signed up of 1,025. So I invite you to give us a call, 1-800-972-3447, or go on billybrim.org and say, Pamela, I want to volunteer for 30 minutes. We even want you to call up if you're volunteering as a floater for 30 minutes. But the Lord said, have them come to me because he needs a body. He needs someone to say this. He has plans. He has a plan for today just as surely as he had a plan when Jesus walked the earth. And he prepared Jesus a body to walk in, to live in, and to bring about God's will for that time. But we're no less prepared. We are a body prepared. This body that you and I walk in, we've been hearing about faith now. We had a great move of the Holy Ghost when the 21st century came in. 1901, God restored to the church at what eventually became Azusa Street, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. At first, it had been eaten by the cankerworm. They had lost, during the Dark Ages, they had lost knowledge of it. There were always a few people who prayed in tongues, but not many. And then God brought it back on the scene, early 1900s. And then throughout the time, he had a charismatic renewal in the 1970s. I was a part of that, where people from the denominational world came in great numbers and were baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues. And now there are millions of us all around the world. And the Lord said, I want them to come to me with no agenda and sit before me, offer me their body, a living sacrifice, for half an hour and pray in the Holy Ghost. And I will give them utterance. Things that he wants prayed in the earth. I'm going to read you a prophecy of Kenneth E. Hagin that was given at the Winter Bible Seminar February 20th, 1997. Speaking by the Spirit, not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking, but speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God. Words that well up from within you out of your spirit, given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words, spoken boldly, bring forth great happenings. God has great happenings for this hour. Sister Jeannie Wilkerson used to say, there are two golden hooks upon which all history hangs, the first coming of the Lord and the second coming of the Lord. Everything else pales in the light of those events. You and I are on earth at a time when the second coming of the Lord is just at hand. What did God have people doing before the first coming of the Lord? He had Anna. Really, her name was Hannah. She was Jewish, but the Greekalized way of it, they in the New Testament, they wrote it in Greek, and they call her Anna. She was praying. Same with Simeon. They were praying. Joseph of Arimathea, they were praying. They knew it was the time that the prophets had spoken of. So now we live before the second coming of the Lord. And God has prepared a body in the earth to get the job done. Brother Weissman came by today. You should go on to archives. Go on to our archives on, is this the 24th of February? 25th of February? Wednesday, February 25th. And there you will see Gene Weissman. And he came by with a message. He's a prophet of God that God sends by every once in a while. We are not unprepared. We are prepared. ISIL is not too big for us. ISIS is not too big for God. The problems of this day are not too big for God. God has a body in the earth, but the body in the earth needs to be yielded to Him. And the body in the earth needs to be speaking things, speaking words, speaking utterances that God gives. Here's that first paragraph again from Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, Winter Bible Seminar, February 20th, 1997. I'm going to read the whole prophecy now. Speaking by the Spirit, not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking, but speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you out of your spirit given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words spoken boldly bring forth great happenings. Speaking by the Spirit of God, the glory of God shall come into manifestation. Some will see it like a cloud that hangs over the heads of the people. Others may not see anything, but they sense the mighty move of His Spirit. Speaking by His Spirit, yielding your tongue unto the Holy Ghost, taking time to pray in the Spirit, taking time to pray in other tongues will get you tuned up, will edify you, and get your tongue hooked up to your spirit, so that then He who dwells in your spirit can give you utterance. Then He takes over, and you speak out what He says, not what you think. You speak out what He wants. And so the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing into a greater manifestation shall come. And all nine of the manifestations of the Spirit, all of them work at that one and self-same Spirit. The inspirational gifts, men and women speaking by the Spirit, prophecy, inspired utterance, these are the gifts of the Spirit. All of these shall bring forth marvelous statements and bring to pass and bring into being in this sense realm, where men can see and know the operation of the Spirit of God and the manifestation of the Spirit of God and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So rejoice and be ye glad. Hallelujah. And we're going to be here tomorrow and you join us. How about praying today in the Holy Ghost before we get together again? Shalom.